You might think that when it comes to going for a walk in the wilderness, we'd be far more predisposed to fearing a big carnivorous predator than the other way round. But research published this week in the journal Ecology Letters suggests that the human voice, even if it's at its normal conversational level, is scary. There's probably a more precise scientific term than that, but I'll keep with scary, even for big wild animals. Justin Sarasi is a wildlife ecologist from the University of California who led the study.
We have shown using a large-scale field experiment that the fear of humans as predators, as apex predators in fact, affects wildlife across sort of the ecological community, from the top predators to middle predators right down to rodents.
How did you make the animals afraid?
Right. So we chose a 1 kilometer squared study sites out in the woods, areas that are closed to public access here in the Santa Cruz Mountains of California. And we simulated increased human presence using grids of speakers, 25 speakers over 1 kilometer squared area, playing the sounds of people talking.
And how did the animals react to these noises of people talking?
So all of the larger predatory species were behaviorally suppressed in one way or another.
What does that mean?
GPS. Yeah, so we had GPS collars on mountain lions. We saw that mountain lions avoid the area entirely and specifically avoid the human sounds, the speakers themselves, by moving away. They also move more cautiously when they're hearing humans, trying to be more cryptic. Smaller predators, things like bobcats, skunks, and opossums, all reduced their activity levels. Bobcats gave up on daytime activity altogether. They became strictly nocturnal. Skunks and opossums reduced their overall activity and foraged less when hearing humans.
I guess the more difficult question, and maybe it's impossible to answer, but is why? Have you got any sense of how the animals have learned to fear the human voice?
The reason why we think that animals find humans so scary is because humans are indeed the most lethal predator for all of these species. So there's a lot of recent research coming out showing that for predatory species, large carnivores, things like mountain lions, African lions, wolves, and also for these smaller predators like bobcats and skunks, humans kill these species at rates much higher than do any other non-human predator. And so sort of as a result of that, you might expect that these species would fear us just like any prey species would fear its predator. And that's exactly what this research is showing.
Justin Sarasi, a wildlife ecologist from the University of California. We'll have plenty more to come in the next 30 minutes, including the latest on what President Trump says was the U.S. shooting down an Iranian drone.